And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill...
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are talking a little bit about fall grilling.
Talking trash!
And if you are new to this show, you will understand that quite often we're grilling with a beverage in our hand and it becomes a one-hand cook. And the reason is that we both have a big passion for micro-brewed beers.
And right? We both only have two hands.
Right,
we're exactly. We're at a disadvantage.
Right. You can set your beer down, but generally I'm not drinking it if I'm setting it down. So
no.
I don't do that much. But anyway,
I know another guy that doesn't set his beer down often, and he's in the UP.
Yeah. All right, man.
His name is Chaz Thompson. What's up, bud?
Hey there.
Hey there.
We're just, you know, setting up Beer Fest.
Oh, how fun.
So Beer Fest, tell us what that's all about, Chaz.
Well, you know, up here in Marquette, the Brewers Guild has finally been able to get past all this COVID stuff. And we're back to having a big old time at a beer festival.
Wow. Tell me about that. That sounds like something that I've missed for the last year and a half, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. We got like 82 breweries coming up here, both UP and Lower Peninsula breweries, all Michigan beer.
What are the dates?
It's Saturday today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be this afternoon, so we're just finishing up. The final things of setting up stuff. The breweries are getting all the stuff going. The boys and I delivered all the kegs out of the trucks there a while ago.
I think you might have been tapping some of those kegs because you don't even know what day it is.
Well, you know, yesterday we had to drink a couple after we got done working on the tent.
Hey, you're pretty close to the Youper hideout, so stop in and say hi to Terry and Lynn and the boys there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I see Dave and Andy right over there in the Black Rock stand.
Nice.
They're waving at me.
Good guys. That's some good beer,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty righteous.
Yeah. So Chaz, a lot of us Flatlanders down here don't know much about the UP breweries. Give us a rundown on, because a lot of their product is probably represented down here, but we're just not familiar with it. Like, we're here in Grand Rapids, and this is, you know, Beer City USA, self-proclaimed or not, it is. And tell us what's going on up there. What have you found that's, like, tasty?
Well, I'll tell you, we went over to Black Rocks the other night and had a really nice double IPA. And those guys didn't burn your head off with too many hops. They just kicked it up to 7.5% alcohol and had a really sturdy hop to balance it out. So you could drink a couple. You didn't want to drink a dozen of them. And I left my truck at the park and was riding with somebody, though.
So maybe there was more than a couple in yours, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, then you got to try a couple of something else.
Right.
Then we went over to the Veerling. Now, if anybody comes to Marquette, the Veerling is the place to go. It's the oldest brewery up here in the UP. And it's right downtown Marquette, and they do excellent whitefish.
Mm.
But they're a brew pub, so you're not going to find that stuff downstate. And old Chutney over there, he's got some great beers on tap. He had an absolutely delightful all-UP pale ale. It's UP hops, UP grain. And, of course, you know, Lake Superior water.
Right.
Down in Grand Rapids, the ones you're going to see are you're going to see Black Rocks. You're going to see some Keweenaw Brewing Company stuff.
KBS.
And, of course, Upper Hand. Those are going to be the three big ones that get distributed downstate.
Nice.
But there's like two dozen breweries in the UP now.
Okay, so tell me, is there anything better than the UP in September?
Let's see.
Caribbean in November. it's beautiful because there's no bugs and it's dry and 70. I mean, it's just so the skies are usually clear. It's not like West Michigan where it's overcast is clear.
We got high scattered clouds looking at, you know, sunshine everywhere. I've been thinking about slathering on some of that tanning lotion, you know.
Well, you know the nice thing about Marquette, all the girls are beautiful, blonde, Scandinavian.
Oh, I'll tell you, we saw a couple down to the pub the other night.
I bet you did.
That was something to turn your head.
You didn't get too close to them, though, did you? You didn't want to get any of that on you.
No, some of them tent boys, they're a little younger. They were sniffing pretty hard.
Yeah,
tent boys.
Yeah. Right. Marking their territory, I'm sure.
That's a fun town. Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah.
So what other breweries have you found in Marquette? By the way, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys and Dating Service on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist, being produced here by Conrad. We're so lucky. And if you don't know who Chaz Thompson is, he's the original brewer from Schmoe's Brewing Company. And I'll tell you what, I've got some of those nice IPAs, some Schmoe's. Now I can't think of the name of it. Tell me what your heavy IPA is.
Hop Knocker.
I got some Hop Knockers in the fridge knocker right now.
Sounds like he saw some of those up in the UP last night too, right?
No, those are hot.
We saw some things. And then I was in Calumet the other night, and boy, I saw some sights there too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. That's good, Chaz. But hey, do they grill up there in the UP?
They grill. I was grilling the other night. I made the most excellent cheesecake chicken. That was awesome. And then one night I made burgers, you know, just keeping it classy.
Cheesecake chicken. You got to give me a little hint on that one. That sounds like dessert and your main course all in one.
Cheesecake chicken is a sweet and spicy rub that we developed a few years back for that little cook-off we had over at Puck Puck's. You remember that one?
You guys did wings
and we did chicken thighs?
Somebody brought a bunch of cheesecakes there, too, if I remember right.
Yeah. Oh, Cheesecake Jake did.
Yeah.
He's the one that came up with the recipe. So since it was like sweet and spicy, we were like, oh, this is like a great savory cheesecake.
Oh.
So we've been making that, and I got some friends that I stay with up there by Calumet out the Boston location. And they got hooked on the stuff. So every time I come to town, I got to resupply them with rub, mix up some rub, and get everything going. And so we enjoyed those the other night.
Yeah, that sounds good. Are you driving fence posts right now? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, we got the fire department guys. They're working for a charity, driving fence posts, fixing up the last couple of pieces before we open up.
All right.
Oh, you got the snow fence up to keep all the sneaks out.
Yeah.
I like
that. Oh, yeah. You know, it's only $50 to come into these festivals. And for $50, you know, 82 breweries, 465 different beers.
Wow.
72 different styles are represented with those beers.
Man.
It's like touring the entire state in one party.
I can't believe I still haven't been to that.
And for your $50, you might get a beer or two, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just starting out, they give you 15 tokens for samples. And they keep it classy by only doing the 3-ounce pour. So that way you can taste a lot of different beers.
Right.
I mean, this isn't a get sideways thing, although some people do.
Right.
It's more about the experience of getting to visit with all these different brewers, see what they're proud of that they brought to the festival.
And they've got some guys with some wheelbarrows to help you out if you need a little help getting to your car.
Right.
Well, I drive the telehandler, so I can scoop them up.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got a big old forklift, so you can put one on each fork and get them back right where they need to be. Huh?
In the case you run into a girl.
You need to give me the one with the telescoping boom.
Oh, really? Oh, you got a boom, so you can just hook right onto their shirt. Neck of their shirt, just lift them up and take them where they go. Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, belt loop them away.
All right. Well, hey, Chaz,
we're having a great time. I hope you guys are, too. And, hey, you know, we're going to do this again the end of October in Detroit.
Okay.
And then the end of February, we're going to be back to Grand Rapids out in the snow.
Well, give us an invite. We'll bring the Jethro crew down.
Yeah, it's the way to be. And, you know, Grand Rapids is missing the beer fest. This pandemic winding down, I hope so.
Okay, we're out of time, brother.
Keep the faith, fellas.
All right, you too, Chaz. Thanks for making time. Enjoy yourself. Be safe up there.
See you, Chaz.
All right, see ya.
All right, coming up next, nothing goes better with the fall than chops and apples. Stick with us. We'll be back.